Detroit's silver lining. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. No city has been hit harder by the recession than Detroit. But now, the Wall Street Journal reports a silver lining.
The Journal's Amy Chozick says if producers want to blow up a building or burn it down, Detroit's happy to help.
Yes. The city is selling itself to Hollywood as a great place to make any movie that involves blowing stuff up.
If you're shooting Transformers 3 and you need to blow up a building, they have plenty of ones that they would like to be gone.
And if you need a symbol of urban decay, don't waste money building it before you blow it up. Blow up a piece of Detroit. For baby boomers like me, who grew up in the 50s watching Japanese films redestroy Tokyo, it makes the concept of karma seem a little too real. The Journal reports that Hollywood's spending in Michigan is on track to hit $650 million this year, most of it in and around Detroit. And it's not all about decay. The city has been used as a stand-in for Paris, Soviet Russia, Washington, D.C., and one film, Harold and Kumar 3, used it for a scene in New York City. Built a fake subway entrance. It's a sad day when New York is no longer gritty enough to play itself. And even if producers do come for the decay, so what? Former auto workers are getting work, building sets and creating special effects, and work is work. And let's face it, this is a big international market. Detroit has a product to sell, America's economic extremes. Some of our most beautiful neighborhoods within miles of some of our most devastated neighborhoods. That's a hot theatrical commodity in many parts of the world. They probably wonder how we make it look so real. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.